Martha, who's calling us from. Oops, well, I'm reminded
Hello?
We better. Hi, Martha.
Hello? Hi,
yes.
There, doctor.
Yes, ma'am.
I have been going to your clinic for 4 years now, and I've never met you. I see Larry Ward, and I went to your alma mater, and I just want to meet you badly, but I'm seldom there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and I understand that's when you're there. Wednesday this last week, but I'm sure you were busy. But anyways, hello. And
hello.
I'm pleased to meet you by phone. And my question is that regarding hydrochloric acid, Larry has determined that I should take the pure form with no pepsin or betaine in it because of a genetic mutation that I have. And I can't find any liquid HCl, and I don't think you carry at the dispensary anything that's free of betaine or pepsin.
No, we don't, ma'am.
I've purchased from you before.
We have to be extremely careful with that. Now, liquid hydrochloric acid was used in the late 19th century and into the early 20th century for people who had low stomach acid. At least they knew about it back then, which most conventional medicine doesn't know about now. But here's the problem. It eroded away people's teeth. I'm serious. Even if they diluted it in water a lot, it eroded away the tooth enamel. So when somebody back in the 19-teens came out with the betaine hydrochloride pepsin, which doesn't release the acid until it's the stomach, that use of liquid hydrochloric acid just quit. It quit altogether. And so one has to be very careful with using it. It has to be diluted quite a whole lot. I don't know how effective it's going to be for whatever's wanted here.
Well, it can be also taken with a glass straw, I'm told.
Yes, it can, ma'am. But I'm having difficulty imagining how you get that glass straw past all of your teeth and still suck on it.
All your teeth, is that what you said?
Yes, how you get that glass straw all the way back into the back of your mouth and still suck on it.
So otherwise, it's on the teeth. Now, I found online something called Berberis. Is that a real good alternative to liquid?
Depends on what you're trying to do. Berberine, I think, is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And berberine has in fact been used for literally centuries by the native population of the American Northwest. It was part of the two or three plants that they were known to kill germs. So it is a good germ killer, no question. And it only
I'm using it to put digestive acid in my stomach, which is very low. My digestion needs a lot of support and help, especially for protein, and that's why the HCl is needed. But the betaine is contraindicated with my thiol and sulfur issues. Betaine creates thiol, and I have a CBC mutation, where I'm not handling thiol. And then also, the pepsin isn't good for me. So can you suggest something that will help me?
Well, something that's been used for years in what's called Vermont folk medicine is called apple cider vinegar. And it is acidic. Now, it's not near as acidic as hydrochloric acid, but it is an acid, and it's not going to erode away your teeth, ma'am. So
Would lemon juice be as good, or would apple cider vinegar be better? Now, I'm likely possibly going to get a histamine reaction with the apple cider vinegar.
Oh, well, look, I just mentioned apple cider, but there are so many kinds of vinegar there on the market.
Yeah,
I went through one of the markets one time, and you could find coconut vinegar. You could find all types of vinegar. There's rice vinegar, of all things. Yeah, find a vinegar.
Okay. All right. But for someone who's carbohydrate sensitive, sugar sensitive, you name it, mast cell disorder, all that, what vinegar should I look for?
I would ask Larry to screen several vinegars for you. He is very good at screening things that will interrupt, as you know, acupuncture meridians and their energy. So anyway, I'd ask you, bring several of them in, get screened.
I'm sorry, please?
Ask him to screen the various vinegars for you. Get small bottles of each one and have them screened.
All right. And is vinegar better than lemon juice? I don't.
Insofar as aiding digestion, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dr. Wright, thank you. And I hope someday I get to meet you. I just would be pleased to meet you. And I've been mentioning your program newsletter to these groups I belong to around the country for people with my particular issues. And thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am. It's very kind of you to say that. And we'll probably bump into some of each other one day.